Lesson 9G, Exercises 6 and 7.
So, yeah, the two most important factors when choosing a university, I think employment prospects have got to be one of them, because, in my opinion, there's really no point in going to university if you aren't going to get a job afterwards. If you invest 3 or 4 years of your life in acquiring new skills and more knowledge, you expect to be rewarded for that afterwards by getting a good job. As for the second important factor, I think...
Sorry for interrupting, but let me say something here about job prospects.
Sure. What do you think?
Well, we all know it isn't easy to find a job these days, no matter which university you choose. So perhaps employment prospects isn't as decisive as you might think. Personally, I think it's the whole university experience that forms a person, and that includes both the academic and the social side. Would you go along with that?
Yes, but I don't think I'd choose social life as an important factor either. I mean, you're bound to meet a bunch of people you get on with wherever you go.
You're absolutely right. I was thinking more of course content. That's something that does differ from university to university. Personally, I think it's crucial to choose the course that's right for you. Otherwise, you won't benefit from the experience at all. In fact, you might drop out.
I'm with you on that. So, we've got one of the important factors. What about the other one?
I kind of think that location could play a vital role. You don't really want to be a million miles from home, do you?
No, but on the other hand, you don't want to be that close either. You need to be far away enough to be able to get on with life and near enough to be able to go home when you want to.
Shall we say location then?
Sounds good to me.